Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. The
score! This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Russell Dorsey, national MLB insider for Bally Sports and Stadium.
President Jed Hoyer always talks about, you know, who's going to be a part of that next great Cubs team. They think Seiya Suzuki is going to be a big part of that.
A guy who is really turned into a stud and could likely be an MVP candidate, Luis Robert, has all the tools, the power, the speed.
Host of The Rally on Bally Sports.
If you could ban something from sports for 10 years, what would it be?
I would say the wave. It's a bit too much.
Analyst for Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV+. Co-host of the Sports Adjacent podcast.
I don't let it get to that point where I have 1,000 unread emails.
I have 277 right now.
You have bodies in your house, bro.
Russell Dorsey.
What's up, Russ?
With Bernstein and Holmes on 670 The Score. The
Time to talk some baseball with the guys breaking news out there.
How about the Bally and stadiums, man?
Right?
Shams breaking Bulls news, Russ breaking White Sox news.
Russell Dorsey is on Twitter at Russ_Dorsey1, MLB insider for Bally Sports and Stadium, analyst for Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV. He's with us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. You can also check him out, as always, on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score. First and foremost, Russ, thank you for your recent and very generous donation to Camp One Step. It is much appreciated.
No problem. Dan, I love what you do for those kids who are you're trying to get them to camp, and so the least I could do is help donate on this Giving Tuesday.
Thank you so much.
You're a good man and thorough. You also did a thorough interview with Rick Hahn. How did this come about, Russ?
I was curious after the season ended and Rick Hahn had his end-of-season post-mortem with the beat and the different reporters here in the city. And he said something that had been on my mind for a couple of weeks of rebuilding faith with a fan base. And so a couple of weeks ago when we were all out in Vegas for the GM meetings, I pulled him aside and wanted to really break down what that meant and how you get there and what that actually looks like for White Sox fans or baseball people out there that are curious by that phrasing. And it was really just the last 2 years are what they were. You disappointed, and you talk about rebuilding faith with your fan base. How do you go about doing that? So it's really wanting to understand the nuts and bolts of what they had done since he's talked about rebuilding faith, hiring Pedro Grifol as their manager, and now what's to come in the next couple of weeks, months, in terms of retooling this roster to be a better version of what they were last year.
Outside of his words, what was your impression of how of his demeanor, body language, level of confidence? Because sometimes with Rick, he doesn't hide it. He really doesn't. And he'll say, like, he's in a bad mood, or, you know, we knew exactly what even though he was saying certain things, we could tell how he was saying them with the Tony La Russa announcement press conference. So what was your impression of sort of where he is right now?
He was very open and honest, Dan. And it was actually something that I asked him about because I said, look, Rick, people saw your face 2 years ago when you guys made the hire of Tony La Russa. People saw your face when you guys were introducing Pedro to completely different people. And he starts to chuckle. And one of the things I asked him was, and it didn't necessarily make the story, but I think it's germane to the topic, is what have you learned over the last 2 years as an executive, right? To go from a situation where it's like, okay, we have to make the best of this, to now say, all right, we're in a position where we disappointed. We have not played up to the level of our expectations that we set ourselves by saying we want to compete for multiple championships. And one of the things he said that he's let it consume him at times, and that's not a great way to live life, even outside of baseball. But I think in terms of how he responded to my questioning about how do you hold yourself accountable as an organization when people see what's been going on, it's like, well, that's not really accountability, and this isn't really accountability. And the first thing he said was, hey, we have to own that, because no, we have not done that. And we hope that everything we've done over the last month plus shows that we are willing to change that. Then you go and you hire Pedro Grifol, who said himself that, one, he wants a team that is more engaged and has a higher attention to detail. And we talked about this during the season, guys. Like, it was a team that most of the year was like, is this team even alive? Like, do they need to go get some coffee? Because it just didn't look like they had energy. So they're trying to do different things in terms of on-field product and who you have as the leader of your clubhouse. But also now the next couple of weeks are very important in terms of how do you maximize this roster as currently assembled.
Do they still have the same level of expectations for this group?
I think you have to go in there saying, hey, if we don't achieve what we need to, look, Lucas Giolito is a free agent in 23. Tim Anderson is a free agent in 24. Moncada and Aloy, free agents in 25. You're starting to run out of time. And so if you don't think that this is a group that can win, you need to start making moves so that you can put a product out there that people want to see. I still do think they believe that these guys can be really good baseball players and play really well together, but they have to be on the field together. And I think when you look at this era of White Sox baseball, the thing that has cost them more than anything else is the fact that you haven't been able to have Anderson, Moncada, Aloy, Grandal healthy at the same time for an extended period. And that could be the thing that ends up costing this group together, besides the fact that they haven't been able to really develop at the major league level like people thought they would.
It's so frustrating to keep hearing about the self-imposed budget. When you watch what all the names of the Astros are talking about and what they're deciding to do, some of this.
And the $60 million that they gave to Jose Abreu.
Why not relax the purse strings on the self-imposed budget to do exactly what they say they want to do? And we got to do this. We need this. We need this. All right. Well, there are very easy solutions to all of it. Why not just spend money? Oh, well, we can't do that. We're not going to do that. It gets very frustrating.
And I think one of the things when people look at the White Sox, you see, okay, you signed all these guys to these team-friendly deals where it makes it a lot more effective to have financial flexibility. That's a term that Rick has used over the years. You now have that because you've put yourself in a position where you were able to sign Aloy to a long-term deal. You had Moncada on a long-term deal. You signed TA very early to a super team-friendly deal, and you haven't necessarily signed Lucas Giolito or Dylan Cease to extensions. Like, this is the time to do that. So I'm curious to see what the rest of the free agency holds for them, because there are areas where they can improve. Like, you're going to now say, okay, you say goodbye to Jose Abreu. I assume that this means that Andrew Vaughn is going to be your everyday first baseman.
Then
your DH situation is going to be some rotation of Yasmani Grandal and Eloy Jimenez, which means you really need to find two outfielders. And so there are guys out on the market, whether it's Mitch Haniger or Andrew Benintendi or Brandon Nimmo. Like, there are guys that you can go out and get that don't necessarily break the bank, but make your team so much better. So I'm curious to see what that move is for them.
You can check out Russ's piece with Rick Hahn on ballysports.com if you want to read and see some of the quotes that Rick gave to Russ with that incredible access. What's his message to the fans, Russ?
That if the White Sox don't achieve what the expectations that he and the organization set, and you hold them accountable for that and say, hey, you didn't reach them, that's okay, because look, if you want to be one of the big boys, you have to set the bar high. And a question I asked him was, when I think it was after the Moncada trade in 16, when they traded Chris Sale, where he says, we want to set ourselves up to compete and win multiple championships. And did he regret that verbiage because maybe that set the expectations too high for the group that they put together? And he said, no, like we feel like that's who we need to be. And then, you know, his comments about having a seat at the table during the Machado and Harper free agency cycle, that no, we want to be a premier destination for free agents. We have to talk about ourselves that way. And if we ultimately don't reach those goals, that's fine. And if people hold us accountable for that, that's fine. But like, we feel like we have to set ourselves up both on and off the field, but also be able to say, hey, we think we can be a really good baseball team, and this is what we want to achieve.
What? So when you're done, you're going back through your notes, and you're thinking mm-hmm. about everything that the White Sox had gone through in the last couple of years, what struck you as being something that fans could be hopeful about going into this offseason with the White Sox?
I think what you saw from Aloy Jimenez in the second half of last season, once the knee really got right and he started to trust it, was like, okay, this was the elite hitter that we thought we could have. And you know that the power would start to come around as he felt more healthier. But also, you got a guy who just finished second in AL Cy Young voting that is going to be a main, if he stays healthy, a fixture in your rotation for years to come. And hopefully you can keep that guy around long-term in Dylan Cease. Like, this team is, I think it's been frustrating for people to watch because you look at it and say, there is so much talent and potential here. But after a while, you have to be able to turn that potential into, you know, what's something that's sustainable and real. And I think that's, I didn't think we'd be at this point with the White Sox 4 years after their rebuild or 5 years after their rebuild started, where you're still looking at potential, but you need to have some of that come to fruition. Like, you need Robert to be healthy and be that five-tool all-star. You need Yoan Moncada to be the guy we saw in 19. You need Tim Anderson to be healthy and be the guy we saw in 19, 20, and 21. Like, those things have to happen, because if they do, you're going to be in line to win an AL Central title. But if you're not, now you're looking at, okay, what do we salvage here? And that's not a good spot to be in.
I know we're going to talk some non-White Sox stuff, but lastly on my Sox list here, mm-hmm. I hear you discuss accountability. We have to own it. We have to be accountable, real accountability, real ownership. Okay, then why did you cancel Sox Fest? Do you know why they did?
I do not know why they did, other than I believed it had to do with what I knew was the COVID situation. But no, I don't know if, because I know they have that symposium where the floor is open with Rick and, but no, I don't have an answer that I could share with you that I have known from them.
It'd be nice to get an answer to that from them, but I doubt that we ever will. I'm not surprised that Jose Abreu signed with the Astros. Mm-hmm. I am surprised that it was 3 years and $60 million. Are you?
No, because when you're a winning organization and you have a window and you know you have something that could help you succeed and be back in the World Series after winning it, you make those moves. And if you look at, I think from a baseball standpoint, the fit is fantastic, because you have Jose Abreu, who I think is going to go out there and have a really, really good season for the Astros down there.
Me too.
Break up the big left-handed bats of Yordan Alvarez and Kyle Tucker. That lineup still has Bregman and Altuve. Like, that's going to be a really good fit. And with the Crawford boxes out there in left field, you could be looking at 25 to 30 homers again from Jose Abreu with the usual 100 RBIs that he gives you. But also, I think from the mentorship aspect, you have Jose Abreu with a young Cuban and Yordan Alvarez, who's taking off as the premier slugger in all of Major League Baseball. Like, that's a monster fit. But when I look at teams who would have been in on Jose Abreu, you're looking at, hey, we have a window to win right now. And does this guy help us do that? Yes. I don't think there was a more perfect spot for him than Houston.
What, you talked with Walker Buehler, right?
Yes, sir.
So he's gone through Tommy John surgery a couple of times, correct?
Twice, yeah. Once before he got to Vandy, and then this past August he did.
Because now, obviously, the White Sox have a player that's gone through Tommy John surgery twice. Did he say anything about how easy or difficult the rehab is from that second one and the things that he is missing from his arsenal that he hopes returns?
Yeah, I asked him specifically, like, hey, is there any doubt of, okay, I need to change who I was. I was a power pitcher before. Now going through this the second time, like, does anything have to change? And so he said the thing that he's really looked at is, all right, mechanically, is there anything I need to clean up before I start messing with pitches and what I'm doing and what I'm not doing? And he started to go over that. I think he's 5 months out from surgery now. So their expectation is that he pitches towards the end of 2023. But yeah, he says he said that he was more afraid the first time as a young kid who's going through Tommy John with no understanding of what could happen. But he says now that he has, guys who have also gone through Tommy John surgery, he knows what the rehab is like. It has been a little bit easier for him the second time. And he knows that, okay, I can be the same guy. Things went well. He's not afraid of, okay, I won't be Walker Buehler again.
Okay.
Where's Wilson Contreras going to end up?
Oh, man, Dan. I think it's an interesting question. And I think we've talked about this before. I don't know how teams view him, right? Like, not necessarily as an offensive player, but as a fit defensively. Like, are you saying, hey, this is going to be our catcher for 120 games? Or are you saying, hey, he'll catch 70 games and then he'll DH, he'll play a little first base, he might play left field? That's my question. And if you're a team out there that is actually looking for catching help, would you rather go and get a Sean Murphy from Oakland or Alejandro Kirk, who I love, from Toronto?
Mm-hmm, my guy.
Say,
I love him.
And say, this is our guy because those guys are elite catchers? Or do you say, okay, Wilson Contreras is a bat that can be 275, 25, and 80 and be an impact back in the middle of our order, but won't necessarily give us that advantage and help our pitching staff defensively? So I think that's the reason, like, it hasn't necessarily been, oh, Wilson Contreras to St. Louis or Wilson Contreras here to Houston, because I think there are a lot of, you know, the free agency market is probably light for catching, but the trade market, if you tell me I can get a guy like Alejandro Kirk, who's elite offensively, defensively, elite bat-to-ball skills, can hit the ball out of the ballpark as well, like, I would, you know, dip my toe in that pool too.
Russ, man, this was an awesome piece that you did with Rick Hahn. It's on ballysports.com if White Sox fans want to check it out. Thank you for the time, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Donate to Camp One Step.
There it is. As Russ did just before he came on.
That's right.
Very cool stuff. Thank you.
I'm not even going to joke about how rich he is.
For once. You're going to take a segment off. And that it's so kind of you. We've got a lot. We're losing some of the news and everything that's going on today. We found out from Shams Charania that before the season started, the Bulls signed Billy Donovan to a multi-year contract extension, despite there being another year on his deal after this year. So now it's for an undisclosed number of extra years. We were debating off the air, why do that? And maybe it's to have a non-moving part. Maybe they really genuinely believe in him. And maybe there's some stability in that. There's some strength from a coach to be able to say, I'm not going anywhere. You better listen to me because I'm going to be here.
How about we explore that? And my football topic will just go into tomorrow.
You tried so hard.
I told you we could just move it. It's fine. It's fine. Let's. Let's talk about the bull. Let's talk about the bulls. We'll do that next here on The Score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. An Odyssey Station.
Just got really dark.
Yeah, I was noticing that before we went to break, and I was like, the weather doesn't call for like rain until later.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Then the temperature is going to drop off the table.
Oh.
So like it's 55 degrees now, but tonight it's going to get down to like the mid 30s.
Oh.
And it's going to be cold for a couple days. Get yourself a coat.
Tony.
But yeah, it's a little.
Keep you warm.
A little dark.
Yeah, it's a little dark. Why do you think AK and Mark Eversley deemed Billy Donovan worthy of an unneeded contract extension at this point?
I don't know. Dan, I really, really like Billy Donovan. I think he is interesting. I think that he is mostly honest when it comes to discussing what some of the problems are for his team, and I appreciate that. I feel like I learn basketball when I hear him talk. I really like that. I enjoy that as someone who loves the game. I still think that when it comes to the professional ranks, clearly at the college ranks, he's exceptional, but at the professional ranks, I would say that he's above replacement level NBA coach, but I'm not too sure how far above, so I don't understand what the rush is to give him a contract extension. Is it the only thing I can think of was, does that match him to Zach? Say, okay, here's my coach and here's my star. They're going to be together for these next 5 years.
Yeah, but the coach doesn't have to learn how to jump all over again. The coach hasn't become only an occasional above-the-rim player.
But they didn't know that maybe at the time that they signed Donovan to the extension.
Okay.
I mean, maybe. But let's
But I agree with you. I like him a lot, and it's not just him not being Jim Boylan. I know I joke about that, but he really is thoughtful and aware, and his post-game press conferences are terrific. the way he explains why he does certain things and what he's thinking. You can learn a lot about basketball, NBA ball.
I agree.
Listening to him.
But I don't know. I guess there's, and maybe I'm asking for too much as someone who loves the Bulls. I don't see, like, was someone else trying to come and get him? That's what I don't understand. Like, why was that a priority to extend him when he had 2 years left? I would get if you're talking about going into the last season.
Oh, that makes all the sense in the world.
That's usually how it's done, right? But 2 years when, yes, he had a year and they made the playoffs and it felt good for them to make the playoffs. They also had a severe collapse after January and went from being the top seed to being the sixth seed.
Maybe they realize that they have given him a flawed roster.
Okay, so now you have to then replace it and you have to rebuild. Isn't that what the Bulls are moving towards?
This roster,
you have your max player, and then everything else around the max player has to be looked at as being updated.
Yeah, I don't have a roadmap for a championship yet.
Do you think, in their heart of hearts, do you think that they think that they're a championship contender this year?
No, they're not stupid.
Okay, then how do they get there from here?
It's going to be a different wave of players. It's going to be big trade. They're past the trade value on some of these guys. If somebody came knocking on Vooch or DeMar, I'm listening right now, and I'm not saying tank for Victor Wembanyama. The tank only gets you another 14% chance. But if they were if they're just in the lottery, go to tankathon.com and see how many clicks it takes to get to the Tootsie Roll Center or the Tootsie Pop. To get
one, two, three.
Three. Boy, you are old if you remember that one.
I love that commercial. I also love Tootsie Roll Pops.
See, I never liked the Tootsie Roll. I was fine until I got to the Tootsie Roll. It's like, oh, cherry's good, chocolate?
The only thing is that is another one of those food items that will tear your mouth apart.
But Blow Pops now. Now we're talking. I couldn't crunch fast enough to get through the Charms Blow Pop. The green apple Charms Blow Pop.
It's a grape guy. Oh! It's a grape guy myself.
If that's fine. I'd rather have a grape Blow Pop than any kind of Tootsie Pop.
Really?
Yeah. It was the
No, if I'm ranking
grape
them,
and chocolate, it's just discordant. I wasn't excited to get to it. I was disappointed. Oh, yeah. Or a gobstopper, at least you got to that big sweet tart thing in the middle.
I'd go toward cherry Tootsie Roll, then grape Blow Pop, then grape Tootsie Roll.
You can have all the Tootsie Rolls are below all Charms Blow Pops.
Disagree with you.
All of them.
Wholeheartedly.
It just didn't make sense to me. I wasn't eager to get to the middle. I like the outside just fine.
If I gave you a bag of Tootsie Rolls.
Fine. I like a Tootsie Roll, and I like a nice lollipop. But I didn't like the combination.
Mike Rankin, Ray Diaz, where do you guys stand on this very hard-hitting subject?
The cherry Tootsie Pop? You can't beat it.
It's a great piece of candy.
The Tootsie Pop, I'm with Dan. I was fine until I got to the... to the middle, didn't like, and I've never been a Tootsie Roll guy myself.
So just so we're clear, you both believe that the Tootsie Roll Pop is an excellent lollipop.
Yes.
Yeah, just without
it's a well flavored fine lollipop.
Just do without the middle.
The other one that I liked, now that you bring it up, I wasn't a huge lollipop guy. There was one I forget which doctor's office. Do you remember the ones where instead of a stick?
I can't even remember the song. Tootsie Roll Pops, it's a chocolate eat you. Tootsie Roll Pops, I think I'm in love with you.
Whatever it is, I think I see, becomes a Tootsie Roll to me. Yeah, that's a Tootsie Roll commercial.
I'm very,
not Tootsie Pop.
Oh, you're right. But
which was the lollipop where instead of a stick, it had a loop of string?
You mean, like, the safety pop?
Is that what it was called? Safety pop.
Right? Because they didn't want you to choke on it.
But then you could spin it around, though. It was like a fidget spinner.
Yes.
Yes, and then you could spin like red saliva all over the house.
You would pull the weaker side off, and then you could just do all sorts of...
Well, you could do that, but you put it on your finger. Like, you're in the car, you're in the back seat of the car, you're sitting like some hot vinyl seat on like a Buick Regal, and you're not wearing a seatbelt. The car's full of cigarette smoke, and you're entertaining yourself. You go, you take it out, and they just go, whee! And the next thing you know, there's like red spots of lollipop spit flying around the car.
That's like the standard doctor's office or bank candy.
Well, usually they go dum-dum, right? Don't they go dum-dum pops?
I feel like I got those at a bank or something.
You're right, though. You would get the safety pop.
Root beer dum-dum pop and cream soda flavored dum-dum. Ruled. But those are over in like 2 seconds. It's like lick, crunch, done.
That was always like...
On to the next one.
You get your pizza at the Homewood Aurelio's, and then there'd be a basket of dum-dum pops you could get on the way out.
Get the mystery one occasionally with all the question marks on it.
I don't want the mystery one.
What could it be?
It's mixed fruit.
Oh. Is it cream soda? It was never cream soda.
It was never cream soda.
They never wasted that on one of the mystery ones.
Dan, you were right about Team USA.
Of course they're going to. They've had like 27 shots on goal. Of course they're going to. Iran can't sustain this. They're also slow as crap.
They are. They're trying to play that slowdown game and just bleed out the 90 minutes. It so far has not worked.
Well, now you can bleed it out. Now it's all fine.
Well, yeah, the U.S. can. I'm saying Iran. Like, they were trying to be like, well, we'll just get this tie and we'll advance to the knockout round.
262 says, I was the weird kid who liked butterscotch dum-dums. That's not weird.
No, a butterscotch candy is delicious.
The regular Brock's butterscotch drops in the gold foil? Come on. That's living, man.
When we go to my grandparents' house, when we go to my dad's dad's house, they would have butterscotch there. And I'd fill my pockets.
My niece over the weekend did that. My aunt always has the really good like Italian fruit candies, like the Italian lemon and strawberry candies in like that elaborate plastic.
Oh,
you know the ones I'm talking about. So my niece had one, and then my sister saw her sort of like surreptitiously collecting a few and putting a few in her pocket.
I like the way she thinks.
And which is fine. Of course, that's what Aunt Joyce wants. Take them all. She's got more, right? That's what she'd say. Take all of them. I'll pour more. So she's in the car. And my sister says, Audrey, how many of those candies did you take? And her answer was,
all of them.
Not as many as you might think. So she said, well, wait.
That's not an answer.
What does that mean? How many? And then she says, not six. So just say five. So you took five. What's wrong with just saying five? She just didn't quite know how to politic it. It's fine. Just say you took five of them. They made it some sort of mind game. Not as many as you might think, Mr. Bond.
These are not the candies that exactly. You seek.
Mr. Bond, you and I are more alike than you care to admit.
You expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
I expect all of my lines to be voiced over because nobody could understand what I was saying.
It's the truth.
Gert Frobe.
My guy.
Gert, we can't understand you.
Sausage King of Chicago.
We've got to voice over everything you've just said. That's great. Well, did the check cash? That's all I want to know.
Dan, we've got an update on a topic that we discussed yesterday's show.
Yes.
We'll share with the people next here on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
My understanding that the big hat thing is a new thing?
Yeah.
Where y'all been? The folks at Noggin Boss sent us this several years
ago. We got that.
We missed our window. We could have done been retired.
Okay, when I saw the thumbnail of Scott Van Pelt with the giant hat on, I was like, how did he get it so fast? But apparently they did. They had reached out to him, which makes sense because his show is based in D.C. and Brian Robinson plays for the Commandos.
What's the inspiration behind the big hat?
I don't know. I'm just helping promote, you know, one of my guys. You know, he made big hats, so y'all want one?
Do we know it's the same company for sure?
He said Noggin Boss.
Did Brian Robinson say Noggin Boss?
I don't think he said it, but that's where you get the hats from.
Maybe there's a, he.
You think there's someone else in the market?
I don't know. Maybe there's another company making big hats.
I will say everything on like the big hats, it's official looking. All the team logos, you got to pay for that. Like, that's got to be official. That has to be the Noggin Boss that Brian Robinson was wearing.
Unless
for sure.
It's just an unlicensed knockoff.
Also possible. Would you like to hear their pitch?
Yeah, this is what, Gabe Cooper and Sean Starner on Shark Tank?
We sold $30,000 in 4 full months of business. We actually launched our business in February of 2020 at the largest attended golf tournament in the world, and it was a huge success. We then followed into spring training, and as we all know, the entire world and our supply chain shut down for about a year and a half. But we used that time to hustle, and we got on phone calls with buyers for both promotional teams and for licensed teams, and it paid off in huge dividends. We were actually recently featured in the NFL draft. We also, in the NBA finals, we got so much attention that even the NBA commissioner asked to meet us at one of the games and was given a noggin during that session. But again, at the NBA finals, our exposure was unreal. Over 40 of these noggins into the finals.
How would you sneak 40 of these anywhere?
That's what was amazing. I had two giant trash bags. My wife didn't believe that it was going to happen, and we got them in.
You got in with trash bags?
With trash bags. They were in all the lower bowls.
In which city?
In Phoenix.
Yeah, Marcus, that better not have been in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Or else somebody going to get fired.
I'll tell you this. One of the Sharks bid and, you know, gave them an offer, and Mark Cuban said, hey, you know, you accept this deal, we'll have these in the merch store in Dallas. So I don't know if that got worked out, but that's what Mark Cuban said on the episode.
All right. Can't wait to get Dan his.
My MAGA hat?
I'm not getting
you that.
Yes,
you are. You're getting me a giant Noggin Boss, a Noggin MAGA.
You're going to be
MAGA Noggin.
You're going to be like Viper and have the Top Gun.
The Top Gun, it's cool, but it's not. But can you imagine just like the size of that thing? Like,
yes.
Make America great again with your giant stupid hat.
Exactly.
It's self-parody.
It is self-parody. I get it, but some people might not. Might not be the right climate for that.
Oh, I walked down the street with that thing, a big old smile on my face. Are you kidding?
Uh-huh. Parkins and Spiegel are here. We will talk to them next on The Score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.